A pair of Rogue Valley game designers assembled a game they hope will hit it big and make them a bit of money. You probably won't see TV ads for the game like you do for Grand Theft Auto and the like. This is not a video game. You have to play the game the old-fashioned way, on a tabletop with friends in the room. And the game has a provocative name, Don't Die. It's the invention of Patrick James of Grants Pass and Alex Williams of Medford, doing business as Abraxas Games. Gentlemen, welcome to The Exchange.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So how does someone become a game designer, Patrick?
You know what? It probably started with just visiting my local game store, Astral Games, in Medford. And I found a game there last year called Boss Monster, and it had an 8-bit style like old Super Nintendo video games. And it was a card game, and it was just so much fun. I went online to research and see if there were expansions I could buy for the game or if there was any more news on it. And I found out that this game was a Kickstarter project, which made Alex and I start thinking, we can make a game. We love games.
And Alex, were you a willing participant at first? Or did you go, eh, what?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've been playing games together for a long time. And so, when he brought up the idea of doing a game, like I said, the first game that he had thought of actually wasn't Don't Die. But eventually we came around to this, and yeah, I was completely on board to do it, so...
So how big a deal? I mean, you mentioned Astral Games in Medford. Been there a few times myself with the kids, and there's still a big audience for people who want to play games that don't necessarily involve joysticks, controllers, video screen, etc.
I think that the card games, board games, especially obscure card and board games, are definitely making a comeback. Games like I said, Boss Monster, Munchkin, anything that's has a good sense of humor and is fiercely competitive, people really get into.
So, given us an idea of the general structure for Don't Die, and what go, I mean, obviously we learn a lot from the name of the game itself. The object clearly is not to die, or as you point out, not to die as much as the other people.
So we watched a YouTube video, and it was the 100 ways that Bruce Willis should have died in the Die Hard series, and it was like he should have cracked his head here, he should have broken a rib there, but
definitely would have bled to death on the glass, you know, whatever.
Right. Movie series wouldn't have lasted as long as it did. So watching that, had an idea for a game, and we had planned this to be one of our second or third games, and thought, well, let's make a game where you will die inevitably in tons of kooky ways, and you'll have a little pile that shows how many times you've died, all the ways that you've died, and the goal was to live longer than anybody else in the game.
So everybody dies, but your job is to die less than the other guys.
That is correct.
And so is that the basic accumulation of points? It's like you have fewer deaths than the other people?
Yeah, basically when somebody has died 10 times, the game is over. And whoever has the least amount of death cards in their pile has won.
And how long does it take to play a round where somebody dies 10 times?
The game plays comfortably with a maximum of about 6 players. I have played it with 9, and that gets pretty rowdy. So 6 players or less ends the game in usually about 15 minutes. So it's great if you've got an extra half hour, hour of time to kill, or you want to fix it in between your other party games.
So once you get started laying out how a game is, you know, what the objective of the game is, and again, it's a pretty simple objective, but then you got to kind of work in backward steps from there, like how do we get to this point? So talk about the process of tweaking and development you went through.
You know, actually with Don't Die, it's different for every game, but with Don't Die, we did most of the rules, most of the mechanics in one night. He came up with the idea, and we had talked about it, I think, for, you know, a couple days just, you know, randomly, but then... one night, yeah, we just stayed up and we came up with all the rules and how it works and how we get to the point of, you know, who wins, who loses, and even came up with, I think, most, if not all, the cards in one night.
All of them. We'd already been looking at the website GameCrafter, which lets anybody make their own board game, supplies all of the materials that they need. And we saw that a sheet of cards was 18 cards. You know, that's a multiple of a normal poker deck. And so we said, well, why don't we make it the size of 2 poker decks? That'll make it quite a few different ways that players can go. And we sat down and we just came up with every single death that we could think of until about 6 a.m.
And it was just the ideas that we came up. We didn't design the cards or anything at this point. It was all written down on note cards.
Just the list of how you could die in the game Don't Die, which is the creation of Patrick James and Alex Williams. Patrick is from Grants Pass, Alex from Medford. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about their project, 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So tell us about, you had to come up with, was it 36 ways people could die?
No, 104.
Oh, yeah. Really? So yeah, that's your multiple. Okay.
Yeah, all the cards are unique. All the hazard cards are unique. In the box, there are no repeats of death, so they're all different.
All right. So is this sort of, everybody has the joke about Clue, in the dining room, Colonel Mustard with the candlestick. Is this like in the bathtub with a toaster, stuff like that?
Actually, we do. We do have a card called Breakfast in Tub, and it shows a little stick figure taking a bath with a toaster balancing precariously on the edge of the tub. So that's hilarious that you mentioned that.
It seems like an obvious place to go. But so are these accidental deaths? Are these deaths incurred by other people? I mean, if you're looking for 104 different ways to die, you got to be fairly versatile here.
So we... We actually came up with a few rules that we stuck to. At first, we just wrote everything down randomly, every single thing that we could think of. And we wanted the game to be funny. We want it to be light enough that it will be playable in most families. Mm. But also, we really didn't want to hit anything super heavy. We've had requests for a couple of cards where we're like, that's pretty dark. We're not going to go there. But most of these are just... you can get eaten by the squirreligator. You can get hit on a tunnel while car surfing. There's nuclear fallout. Uh-huh. Which, this is one of our full colored cards. Every once in a while, we put a little bit more production value into one of our favorites.
It's a nice gradient, yes.
There are allusions to some of our favorite movies and video games without directly referencing them, but. If you're a fan, you'll be like, oh, I know where that's from. Not saving the damsel in distress and get eaten by a dragon.
How difficult is it then to find places where you can have some fun, make this your own creation, and not be afraid of hearing from the lawyers from HowNotToBeKilled.com or something?
Actually, it was pretty easy. I mean, the only things that we really tried to avoid were, just copyright, names of things and stuff like that. I mean,
Mickey Mouse doesn't chase you with a knife or anything.
Right. We have a card that's based off of an obscure fan theory where at the end of Return of the Jedi, the stormtroopers at the end were eaten by Ewoks. That was the fan theory. And originally the card was called Eaten by Ewoks, but to avoid, any copyright infringement, we changed it to Eaten by Space Bears.
Yeah. So. And the card's just adorable.
Well, you do have some adorable... A squirrel gator, I mean, he even has the nice big puffy tail, so he's cute in addition to being highly menacing.
Right.
Yeah, I was at work one day, and I was a little bored. It was a slow day. Started coming up with obscure animal hybrids.
What do you guys do for day jobs? I assume you're still employed. I mean, Abraxas Games has not gone so big time. You can sit there and wait for the initial public offering or something.
Yeah, not yet. Keyword yet. I actually work as a special ed assistant in Highland Elementary in Grants Pass.
And I work from home doing wedding videos and things like that. So,
how could Highland Elementary spare you today?
I have to be at work at 9:45.
Oh, okay.
So, I'll be okay.
I'm glad you both came in here. We're talking to Patrick James and Alex Williams. Patrick James from Grants Pass, Alex Williams from Medford, doing business as Abraxas Games, and they've created a game called Don't Die, and we'll get into their Kickstarter angle of things in just a moment. You can join us here on The Exchange, talk about games and game theory, 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So, the idea is obviously seem to come out of you guys pretty fast, but then when you're trying to tweak the play of the game, I mean, do you get into like these hour-long discussions of like, no, there should be two dice, or no, one die is enough, that kind of thing?
I think that we might have discussed having multiple dice, And some games actually have an extra die just so each player can hold one. And we ended up thinking, you know, one was enough because everything in the game gets passed to the next player anyway. The player token, so you know whose turn it is, gets passed to the next player. The current hazard that everybody's trying to avoid gets passed to the next player, so why not the die as well?
And when we're first coming up with the idea of how to play, it actually comes pretty easily to us, and we kind of agree on a lot of things. The tweaking and the discussions of how it really should work doesn't really come in until we start playtesting it and getting it to, you know, our family and other people who are playing it and realizing this isn't working, that's not working, we've got to change this. So
yeah. It's kind of like playing Old Maid. You have cards in your hand, and you're trying to make sure that other people get your bad cards and that sort of thing.
You have cards. Everybody does have a hand, just a small hand of three cards. We figure that's all you really need. And there are cards in your hand that you can play on other players to do bad things to them, to ruin their die rolls, or to make a hazard less avoidable, or maybe even to just kill them outright. And, of course, there are a couple of cards in the deck to help them avoid those backstabbings. But it is a little bit more involved than Old Maid.
All right. So we have
just a little.
grab your headphones, and let's get a call in here from Jamie in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Patrick James and Alex Williams, the creator of Don't Die, creators of Don't Die.
Good morning, guys, and happy Halloween Eve.
Happy Halloween Eve.
Yeah, or evil, as the case may be. Well, guys, this is just off the top of my head. First of all, I guess you've trumped Charles Adams because all he had to work with was the alphabet. You know, like A is for Annie, who fell down the stairs, things of that nature. Now, this is also another flip. This is a flip question to you guys. Does any of the scenarios that you have put in your game involve icky things like bodily products, like such as, say, choked on one's own vomit or choked on somebody else's vomit? And
okay,
Jeffrey, I'll take the answer if there is one off the air. Okay?
Going for the good stuff here. Thanks for that, Jamie. Appreciate that. Okay, so how gross are you know, squirrel gator is one thing, but I mean, do you have somebody dying in their own puke?
There's some gross things, but no, there's nothing. That bad, I don't think. I think we have one where, you know, somebody ate from the back of the refrigerator.
Yeah. he doesn't choke on his own vomit. He is vomiting on the card. All of the images on the cards are made to look like construction sign warnings, so nothing is too graphic. I think the vomit is green and yellow bubbles. as far as bodily fluids, we do have one card called Call of Duty. That's D-O-O-D-Y, Scatological Warfare, based on, if you're not familiar, the popular video game Call of Duty.
But it's baboons.
And the card shows baboons throwing little brown poo pellets at the running man, who is our token character for the game.
It's one of our more avoidable cards, I think.
Yes.
I think congratulations are in order. You're probably the first guys to say little brown poo pellets on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
So you've made the big time. The art is really clever, and I must admit that the construction sign motif works quite well. The Don't Die is on the diamond-shaped yellow sign with the black stuff. So so were these your own creations? Did you get an art director involved? I mean, how did you work with all this?
Yeah, after we did that night of, you know, coming up with all the names of all the cards on index cards, we split it down the middle, and we both designed all the cards. We did all the work ourselves in Photoshop.
Fun.
Yeah, we were both pretty fluent with Photoshop and some graphics programs. I've always been pretty artistic myself, and so, yeah, we came up with all of the artwork ourselves.
And how much research did you have to do to just make sure that there wasn't something that it looked like you might have been imitating, you know, to avoid that level of potential issues with lawyers and that sort of thing?
Well, I mean, we've looked into a lot of different board games, and we definitely researched the words, you know, Don't Die in many different ways. And from what we can tell, there's no games out there with this look or with the title. So,
and you know, it looks like that the poo pellets aside, that this is a game that I mean, it's raunchy to the point of, like, well, you know, trying to keep from getting killed too many times. But it's also something that it seems like harmless enough that it could be played by fairly young players. I mean, do you have a general age range in mind?
I think that we recommended 10 and up because there are a couple of just light things that maybe put it on the PG side. But for the most part, I mean, the game is playable by everybody. Like we said, lighthearted families will have a great time playing it. And it's easy to understand. Our kids play it, and they think it's a blast.
Okay. Yeah, there's some illustrated blood and just a couple of instances of censor script where it's, cussing, but it's, hashtag, dollar sign, whatever.
Right, the old fashioned guy. Grab your headphones again. We got another call from Jim in Grants Pass this time. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Patrick and Alex.
It's a real kind of quick comment. I'm 74 years old. The games that lasted were the ones that three generations could sit down and play with each other, after a Thanksgiving dinner or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like they're about halfway there, Jim. Thanks for the call. So you said your kids play it with you?
My kids play, and actually Alex's in-laws.
Yeah.
Have played his mother-in-law specifically.
Yeah, we have actually played a three-generation game with my wife's parents, us, and our kids.
All right, so Jim, you got it. This game looks like it's got the great potential for success. Talk about the crowdfunding stuff you've been doing. There was a Kickstarter launch. I noticed yesterday it was taken back, and then you're going at it again.
Yeah, so we started our Kickstarter on October 10th, and it did really well initially. And then kind of filtered down, and we started to do a little bit more research and found out that we could actually get the prices of the game itself down, and we could do a smaller minimum print so that we could actually get our goal down. Our goal was originally $16,000, which is a lot to ask. And now we're able to relaunch it probably today or tomorrow with a goal of just $5,000. So we'll be able to reach that a lot quicker, a lot easier, and get the game into players' hands.
So 5,000 goals instead of 16,000, that's a bit of a difference. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Where can people find this if they want to get more information about it online?
So the easiest way to find it is through our Facebook, Twitter, or just our webpage. Our webpage is don'tdiegame.com, and then our Facebook is facebook.com/don'tdiegame, and then finally on Twitter at Abraxas_games.
Okay, so Google Don't Die Game, and Facebook will get you right there.
Right, also comes up under a Google search.
All right, and you guys have had some fun with this, and thanks for sharing the fun with us.
Thank you so much.
All right,
been
Patrick
awesome being
James,
on.
Alex Williams are the guys from Abraxas Games, the creators of Don't Die. Thanks for listening to this hour of the Jefferson Exchange on JPR.